Well, hello there, and welcome to Proverb Per Diem, a daily podcast going through 31 days, spending a day on a verse or a passage from the book of Proverbs. I am humbled and blessed that you would take time out of your busy day to spend here with me. With all that said, let's go ahead and jump right in. Proverbs 25, verse 7. For it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. This is one thing that seems to be getting harder for me the older I get. When I was younger, it wasn't hard at all for me to accept the lowest places. Not because I was very humble, but because I was shy. Although I was not humbling myself for any reason other than I didn't want to end up in the center of attention, this shyness had its setbacks. I often would not go up to people I didn't know very well because and talk to them, mostly out of the fear that they would consider me beneath them and wonder why on earth is this kid coming to talk to me. Especially around older people, I didn't want to open myself up to be the one to approach them or initiate a conversation in the fear of being rejected. In hindsight, this came across as incredibly arrogant. Plenty of people later told me that they thought I was a snob after having a conversation with me, and then me avoiding them and not coming up and speaking to them later because I was waiting on them to initiate the conversation. I was acting this way because I was too arrogant and prideful to allow myself to be hurt. And that's not what's being suggested here. It is better to be told, "Come up here." Too many people assume that they are entitled to access everybody. They assume that they have permission to correct or criticize anybody and everybody in their path. Probably the best example that I can think of this part of Proverbs that says wait and be told to come up here was a football player who was convinced that he was the greatest player that our school had ever seen. And to be fair, he was very good on most plays during games at football. But he was not a good practice player, nor was he a good teammate. But he was convinced that he'd be voted the team's most valuable player at the end of the year. When our award ceremony came about and the time was the time came to announce who would be MVP of this year, he actually stood up before his name was called out. And to his surprise, his name wasn't called out. Not only did he have to deal with not receiving the MVP award, which would have been a really hard reality check for anybody, he also had to deal with the humiliation of his pride being displayed just before he was humbled. That was a hard lesson for me to watch that young man go through, and I hope that everyone there learned from his mistakes. The other part of this proverb, than to be put lower in the presence of others. See, on the other side of that story was the young man who practiced humility. He did not think that the MVP award was entitled to him, and he took a lower seat and was greatly rewarded when his name was called and received it. There are lessons to learn here. The first player would not have been diminished in any way if he had simply waited to hear his name called. And in this instance, he would have not had to go through the humiliation of being arrogant and not having his name called. There is much more to lose by assuming you are owed something than if you wait on others to recognize you or to give it to you. Jesus teaches us this as well in Luke chapter 14, verses 8 through 11. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited both of you will come to you and say, "Give your place to this person," and then you will begin with shame to take the lower place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes to say, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you'll be honored in the presence of all who are sitting at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So what's the takeaway? It is better for somebody else to recognize you and your accomplishments. Let's face it, if you have to recognize yourself, maybe your accomplishments aren't as great as you think they are. Takeaway number two, take the humble route. It will leave a more lasting impression on others than the arrogant route. Takeaway three, Jesus gave you a great example to follow. It takes somebody with great confidence to not need the praise of others and to not need to praise himself, to humbly continue working at what they are doing. I pray that as you have listened to this monologue between me to my sons, that God would take something that I said and spoke to you today, and that he would protect me from saying anything foolish and protect you from being led in the wrong direction by anything that I say. As we part ways, remember this, our circumstances are in God's hands, and whether they are good or bad, all that's required of us is to trust Him. Have a great day. Thank you.